Well, good morning.
It's
so good to see all of you this morning, and we are glad that you're with us today on this 14th Sunday after Pentecost. And we've gathered together to worship together, and a little later on then, after the service, then we'll be sharing a meal together. And that was very common when you read through the book of Acts that they would do that as they met together in homes for worship and ate together and then celebrated the Lord's Supper, which we are all doing today also. So just a time where we can rejoice and share together and receive from the Lord. And a little bit later on, we're going to continue. I kind of noticed my theme kind of continues here about serving and through the last few weeks. And so the question that sometimes we ask when God asks us to do something is, are you sure you called me to serve or to do that? And so we'll talk a little bit later on. But as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria this morning. Join together for our call to worship this morning. Come, beloved of God, the blistering storms of life are not the end.
May God's holy presence fill us.
Come, teacher and Christ, turn us to holy promises.
May our promises to God be renewed today.
Come, Spirit of God, refine us for good works. Well, let's join together this morning. You can turn in your hymn books to 379, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning, Living for Jesus, and we're going to be doing all four verses this morning. Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing for me. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Living for Jesus, who died in my place, bearing on Calvary my sin and disgrace. Such love constrains me to answer His call. Follow and give Him my all. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thine atonement did give Thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Living for Jesus, where'er I am, doing each duty in His holy name, willing to suffer affliction and loss, deeming each trial a part of my cross. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy atonement didst give Thyself to me. I own no other master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Living for Jesus through earth's little while, my dearest treasure, the light of His smile. Seeking the lost ones He died to redeem, bringing the weary to find rest in Him. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thine atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Well, let's join together for our opening prayer there in the bulletin this morning. Oh God, stretch wide our hearts, open our minds, saturate our souls, and form us anew in the time of worship. Let thanksgiving rise for miracles you place in our paths at every turn. Call forth all as we worship. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And I'm going to invite our kids if they would come forward this morning. How's everybody doing this morning? Looks like we have all our older ones all today, don't we? Well, come on. Here they are, hiding back there. Come on, Caroline. You're one of our big ones, too. Come on. Ooh, I like that butterfly. That's pretty. Yes. Yes. So, do you like to help out around the house? Do you like to help mommy? You not really? Caroline doesn't really like to help mommy. How about do you like to help daddy? Do you? Come on, you can't tell me you don't like to go out in the water and help me. A little bit, oh, okay. Yeah. So, how about this one? Do you like helping your grandparents? Okay, they all said yes to that one, yeah. How about if you have a teacher, do you like to help your teacher out in the classroom? Passing out papers, other things, yes. Going to the office, it was always nice to be able to go to the office. When I was your age, I should take that back. When I got older in elementary, like 4th, 5th, and 6th older, I love to go. I'm going to date myself here. Some of the teachers might remember this. I love to go down to the office to make copies of things for the teacher on the mimeograph. Because when you crank that, the smell of the ink that would come off of that. Yes. So it's just like, you know, favorite thing. So I like to do that kind of thing, too, and help out. And even when I got up in a junior high and high school, it was always nice to help. And so the whole idea there is when we help others, we are serving. That's what we're doing. Now, serving God and serving others is another term for ministry. So Pastor Jason is not the only one that's supposed to do ministry. But we are all called to do ministry. And in the reading that we're going to be doing for the adults this morning, Paul wrote a letter to a young pastor, probably in his 20s, I would assume, named Timothy, who was pastoring in Ephesus. And Paul was talking about how when God called him to serve God and others. And when I was thinking about that, it reminded me that we all can serve God. We can all, and we do that by helping others, helping in the church, like when you were lighting the candles this morning, even though I was giving you a little bit of trouble there, yes. And that happens because sometimes I remember when we first taught Chase, he had to get it up high enough so he could get it lit, you know. But so that, she served this morning. She served all of us this morning by helping out and doing that this morning. And sometimes when I know a few of you, a couple maybe of the older ones have helped with the offering before, or when, you know, when you help when we do the meals and stuff like that, all of that are just little ways of serving. And when you're at home, and you help grandma, or grandpa, or mom or dad, you are helping to serve. And one day, hopefully, all of you will be helping even more so in serving in the church because this is God's church. This is Christ's church. It's not mine, and it's not really even the people here, but it's His. And so when we serve in this place, then we are serving God, and it's a blessing to the people. And so don't ever forget. Now you may ask, wait a minute, I'm young, I don't know a lot of things. That doesn't matter. Because you know what? God doesn't call the qualified. What does that mean, qualified? What do you think? What's that? Yes. It's I don't know if I can do this and succeed at it. If that's the kind of idea there that you mean. Yeah. Now, and so sometimes, like, somebody asked me to do something for it once, and I'm like, I don't know how to do that. You know, and that, so qualified means I'm able to do it. You know, I have the knowledge, I have the know-how. And you might be saying, well, wait a minute, I'm young, I don't know all this stuff about church things. But God doesn't call us to be qualified. God qualifies us when we step out and we learn. Because I learned, when I was a teenager, I learned how things worked in the church. And my pastor helped me with that, and my youth pastor did. So all of us did. And you can too, okay? Don't ever forget that. All right, you guys are going downstairs, and we're going to go ahead. We can dismiss our teens for their class this morning also. All right, well, let's go ahead and go to prayer, and we need to move through quickly so we don't run out of time because we got communion this morning. And so if you have a joy or concern, we need to work through those pretty quickly here so that we can keep moving.
Grandma has been dealing with a dry socket like all week.
Oh,
dry socket.
Yes. Okay.
It's healing, but it's going to take a while. So.
All right. So we want to remember Betty in our prayers this morning with this dry socket. And yes.
Unspoken.
We know the Lord knows that this morning. Someone else. Oh, we got multiple ones. Let's start over here. Did you say sour mill? Okay, that's what I thought you said. Okay. Yeah, so we want to remember the sour mill. And what's the other ones? You know the last name of the other family? Okay, with the loss of the 35-year-old? Okay. Well, God knows, so we'll remember that family too. And then I saw a couple, go ahead. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Did you say Rick? Did I get
Rich?
Okay, Rich. Okay. Yeah. So we want to remember Rich this morning, and definitely for God's healing touch. There was another one. Yeah.
Jake Coleman family.
Yes. Yes, we want to remember the Coleman family with the loss there. You know, she said 35, he was 56, I was told. And others, yes. Yes, yep, I got her down. We want to remember Linda. She's having surgery tomorrow. And so we want to keep her in our prayers and praying that they'll be able to get everything taken care of. Also, while we're speaking about that, Jim Maitland is having surgery on Thursday to remove his thyroid. They believe that it is not functioning correctly because he hasn't had no appetite. If you would see him, man, he is very skinny. I saw him this week, and we need to keep him in our prayers that once they get that out and everything goes well, that he'll have his appetite back and begin to eat, because I know Kay said she's worrying about him. So definitely do need to. Okay, so we want to remember the Foster family with that loss. Wow. Yeah, someone else. Yeah.
Allie and Noah Hart. We've got a praise there too, because they told her that she couldn't get her nerve fixed until the end of October. They moved it up to the 20th. That means she'll get her leg on the 27th of this month.
Oh, well, this month, great. Because when I last talked to her, she was still telling me, which was last week, that it was, it was going to be the end of October. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So that's wonderful. So thank God for that. That was an answer to prayer that we've been praying for, that they will get that moved up. So. Good. Thank God for that. Yes. And good. Someone else. Yes. Yes, it is. It is good to see him and out and about and back at it. Did I see another hand over here? Go ahead. Is that the one that comes and visits when she's up? Okay. Okay. Also, remember my father-in-law who is going in for a PET scan. It's not this week. It's next week. Yeah, it's next week. But appreciate your prayers for continued healing for him. Jody's sister, remember we had told you that they took out all that mass. There is a spot on her lung, and they have confirmed it is cancer. They're going to hopefully be starting treatment soon. I know she meets with a doctor this coming Thursday.
She has port surgery tomorrow and Thursday.
Yeah, so they're going to put the port in tomorrow and then discuss the options for that about that one spot yet. So definitely continue to keep her. I know she's on our monthly. And then also prayers for Mike King, was mentioned last week, who has the COPD, is on oxygen, and then also a lot of back pain and trouble there. Appreciate your prayers for him. And then we want to continue to lift up Michael, even though he's back home, but he still is recovering from all those broken ribs and other things that were going on, a lot of different things there. Anybody else then, real quickly?
Bonnie, she had her scans this last week. She won't find out the results until the 23rd, but also on the 23rd then she's supposed to start infusion treatments.
Okay. Yes. So we want to remember her, yeah.
Just keep mom and dad on.
Okay. We will do that, and Smoke and Mary, and I saw them this week, and Mom was doing pretty good while I was there. So I know they're just concerned about her falling, and that's always the issue. Yes.
Unspoken.
Okay. Unspoken. Okay. Any others? Well, let's go to prayer and give you a chance there as she plays, and then I'll come and close us out. Thank you. Lord, as we pause today, we remember all of those that were mentioned today. So many different ones, Lord, and I'm just going to name them off, Lord. Lord, we just pray for Kathy today that needs healing, for Bruce that's going in for a PET scan, God, and continued healing and strength. Maddie, Lord, thank you so much for what's going on, but continued healing and strength there. Ellie, Lord, thank you so much that was moved up, and she will be able to get that here in another week, 10 days. Lord, for Linda tomorrow as she goes in for surgery, we just ask that you would guide and direct and lead there, that they'll be able to get every bit of that out and bring healing there. For Jim, Lord, on Thursday, that they'll be able to take out his thyroid okay, and there won't be any complications, and that he will recover and begin to have his appetite back and get stronger and put on some weight. We lift up Betty to you with his dry socket, Lord. Lord, we pray for Rick that's in ICU and the health issues going on there, for your healing touch there. We pray for Jill as she goes in for port surgery tomorrow and then comes up with his treatment plan. We just ask that you would give wisdom and guidance to the doctor, Lord. Lord, we lift up Mike to you, God, with his COPD and other issues. Lord, we just ask for your healing touch and grace there. For Michael, Lord, as he's recovering from all these broken ribs and other parts of his body, Lord, you'd continue to bring healing there. For Bonnie, Lord, Lord, we're just trusting you for a good report from the scans, but also, Lord, as she begins her infusion, Lord, that you will just give her strength and grace and bring healing. We lift up Smoke and Mary to you, that you'll continue to watch over them and give them strength for every day, Lord, and we're thankful and grateful for that. Lord, we lift up these two unspoken needs, Lord, and we know that you know what needs to be there, and we just ask that you would work and do a work there as only you can do. And Lord, we lift up these four families that were mentioned, the Comer family, Sourmill family, and the Foster family, and then this unknown family, Lord, that have lost these loved ones. God, we just pray for your grace and your comfort and your peace today for all of them, and that you will just be with them during these times, especially for the ones that lost loved ones so young, God. And Lord, the pain and hurt that's there right now, Lord, just bring your peace today, I pray, for those families. And Lord, we just thank you that we are able to gather and to worship and to receive of your grace. Receive of your grace as we worship and as we enter in and as we receive your word and as we share at the table today, that your presence would just fill us, that we can go forth to be your people in this world, as we ask it all in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Thank you for joining us in prayer today. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And so we're going to go ahead and invite our ushers to make their way down this morning. And we're going to say, God bless you as you give today. Thank you. Let's join together there for our prayer dedication. Lord God, receive our gifts offered in a spirit of generosity and humility. Bless them for the work that you long to do in the world. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from 1 Timothy this morning. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 17. And it's our lectionary reading for today. And you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has given me the strength to do His work. He considered me trustworthy and appointed me to serve, even though I used to blaspheme the name of Christ. In my insolence, I persecuted His people. But God had mercy on me because I did it in ignorance and unbelief. Oh, how generous and gracious our Lord was. He filled me with the faith and love that come from Christ Jesus. This is a trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of them all. But God had mercy on me so that Christ Jesus could use me as a prime example of His great patience, even with the worst sinners. Then others will realize that they too can believe in Him and receive eternal life. All honor and glory to God forever and ever. He is the eternal King, the unseen One who never dies. He alone is God. Amen. Amen. Well, that is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that God will bless the reading of the word to our hearts and minds today, and that the Spirit will give us ears to hear what God wants to say to the church today. Well, little Johnny and his family were having Sunday dinner at Grandma's house. Everyone was seated around the table as the food was being served. When little Johnny received his plate, he started eating right away. And all the family kind of jumped on him and said, "Johnny, you're supposed to wait till we say the prayer." "I don't need to," he replied. "Of course you do," the mom insisted. "We always say a prayer before we eat at our house." Johnny replied, "Well, that's at our house, but this is Grandma's house, and she knows how to cook." I want to talk to you this morning about qualified for God's service. Let me ask you a question this morning. Have you ever been asked to do something where you felt unqualified to do what they ask you to do? I see heads shaking out there. I think we all have at one time or another. And I've been thankful for people that have helped show me how to do certain things that I didn't know how to do. Even things in ministry and so forth. I can think way back to growing up in the Kellersville church and some of the folks there that taught us how to do certain things, you know, in the service and so forth. And then my other pastor, when I was a teenager, that helped me begin to do some things to find out a little bit more how the church functions behind the scenes during the week, in the office and stuff like that. And the opening Thanksgiving here is what we really read of 1 Timothy. And it reminds us that no matter who we are, what our background, or what mistakes we have made in life, Christ calls us to God's service. And our reading offers us the example of the Apostle Paul. Not only his example, but really the example of his call into ministry. Now, when I say that we're all called to service, I don't mean that that we're called into formal ministry like being a pastor, although that could happen. But what I mean is we're just called to serve in the church and in the kingdom and so forth and so on, however that is. And as we look at the example of Paul this morning, I think we see some things to ponder. And as I reflected on these words this week, two things jumped out at me that I just want to share with you real quick. First of all, God calls us despite our past. Despite our past. You know, as I was thinking about this, I was thinking about how God has brought us, and we've been talking a lot about service the last 3 or 4 weeks in the messages, and how God calls us to serve and to do things and use our giftedness and all those various things. I started to think about it, you know, that all of that is like a journey. What we read about Paul's life today is his journey of what he experienced. And he gives us glimpses of that in other letters in the New Testament. But it's his journey. And that's true about us too. Because when God works in and through people, it is a journey. It's not something that happens like that. We sometimes want things to happen like that. And God says, no, that's not the way it works. Service to God and to others is a lifelong journey. And many of you know that. And so on life's journey, God calls us to serve. That's just what I was saying there. You may be young like Timothy, or you may be older like Abraham and Sarah. It doesn't matter. God calls us. Abraham and Sarah were very old. Moses was in his 80s. Abraham and Sarah were in their 90s. So, you know, in kingdom work, there is, quote, no retirement. We still can be called to serve. In fact, someone once said that some of the greatest people that God used in the Bible were what we would call senior citizens. And because God would use those. Now, you might be saying, wait a minute. Are you talking about me? Are you sure about that? Well, let me just say, you might be thinking, wait a minute, there must be some kind of mistake. God would not call me anymore. Well, let me just say this. Sometimes we can be our own worst critics. And I know the battle that goes on of that very present critic that can be in my head at times. Maybe you faced that before. And the example of the Apostle Paul reminds us that God does not make mistakes. Here it is. Young Saul, or middle-aged Saul of Tarsus, who was going around persecuting the church, persecuting Christ, was instrumental in having Stephen stoned to death. And God called him and says, I'm calling you to take the message to the rest of the world outside of Israel. Think about that for a minute. Today, if we heard something like that, we'd probably write them off. God could never use those kind of people. Yet Christ invites us into a life of forgiveness, mercy, and service, even if we think we are not qualified. And here's the reason why I say that. Because on life's journey, God calls us forward. God is always calling us forward. Have you ever thought about why your vehicles have a great big windshield in the front and only a little small rear view mirror attached into the middle of it? It's because you're supposed to get the point that the great big windshield is because you're to drive looking forward. And only once in a great while look back. And the reason I share that with you is because many people try to live and drive their lives looking back through the rear view mirror. Either they're focused on what they believed are the good old days. I've heard people here say, if we could only go back to the good old days. Or they are living their life attached to something in their past where they messed up or made a mistake or did something wrong, and they cannot let go of that and forgive themselves. Listen, God has not called us to look back. God has called us to serve by going forward. The past is not nearly as important as we make it out to be in God's economy. Because God is always leading us forward. That's why God leads us. That's why we are told that God leads us, because God is always taking. Yes, we can learn from the past and hopefully not make the same mistakes in the past, even though we often do. But we are not to live as though the past is important. God calls us forward. That's why, because God calls us despite our past. Second thing that I saw when I was looking at this is God strengthens us with favor. Now, you're going to start hearing me interchanging some terms here. Grace, favor, benevolence. I may not use that word. But Paul says that when God called him to serve, he said, Christ strengthened me to do that. He wasn't just going to be doing it on his own. So you might be saying, well, then how does God or Christ do that in our lives? And two things here. Again, on life's journey, God continually graces us. In fact, Paul's example, when he talks about himself, he kind of seems overwhelmed and amazed that God's grace was just kind of like overflowing in his life, and that it was more abundant and sufficient than he ever imagined. Even in 2 Corinthians, one time when he said, when I was weak and didn't know if I could make it, and I asked God three times to help me. Remember the thorn in the flesh story? He said, Christ answered him and said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for you, what you're facing right now. And that is true for us. No matter what comes our way in our service, in our life, everything, God is gracing us, and that grace is sufficient to help us, even though we don't think we can make it. Because God offers unwavering forgiveness, unwavering mercy, unwavering strength for the journey. Even though we've done this or that, even though we thought this or that, even though, you ever been there? I know what the even knows are. God graces us anyways. And then the last one there to go along with this one, on life's journey, God graces us like a waterfall. I wanted to bring this out. Yes, God is gracing us continually, but I wanted to bring out this emphasis that Paul kind of plays here. So last week, I was watering the lawn, and we got one of those, you know, those sprinklers where it just kind of like this and shoots out, and you can adjust this thing and it'll spread it out or make it shoot like a water stream or something. And as I was grabbing it to move it to another area, the head that turns hooked onto the metal stake broke, cracked a little. And when I was pulling it out of the ground, and you know, it's still hooked in, the water's still flowing when I'm moving it, and all of a sudden it wasn't just shooting out the front, it was spraying like a fan out the back. And by the time I got it down in where I needed it to be and readjusted and trying to fix it, because it was most of it was coming out of the back, my legs and my feet were soaked. And I want you to think about that. Just that little story. Just my feet and legs. Now I want you to think about a waterfall. I'm sure many of you've seen Niagara Falls. When we were in Hawaii, we saw a couple waterfalls that were smaller, you know, like that you see down there in Athens at Hocking Hills, the one back in there. We saw the one you can see down at, what's the name of the place down there in Vandalia? Charleston Falls, yes, that one. Now imagine if you stepped under that one. You wouldn't just get your legs and feet. You'd be drenched. This is how God's grace and favor flows over us. And Paul said in another place, it's Christ's power strengthening us for service. It's Christ qualifying us for service and saying, you may not think you can do it, but you can do what I've called you to do because I will give you the strength to do it. In other words, it's not just spraying, it's overflowing. What an image, what a gift, qualified for God's service. Amen. Amen. Well, let's prepare our hearts this morning as we are going to share in communion. And as we do that, like always, we join together in our thanksgiving and confession. And so I want to invite all of you, if you would join with me as we pray that and to prepare our hearts this morning. Let's pray. Ever-giving God, your grace is truly amazing as it flows in our lives every day. Thank you for your attentive love and abundant favor because of Christ Jesus our Lord. Forgive us when we are unfaithful, and let your grace and favor strengthen us in service for you. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. Receive that today. Receive of his grace. Receive of that favor today. Remember, God doesn't call the qualified. God qualifies the called. Receive today from him as we're at the table. I'm going to invite our deacons and deaconesses if they would make their way there to the center aisle as we prepare to receive communion today. We're all invited to share at the table and receive of the Lord this morning.
blessing, gave thanks, and he passed it to them. He said, "Take and drink of this cup. This is the cup of my covenant for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink it, and do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake this morning. The Apostle Paul said, "As often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes." Well, we're going to have plenty of time to fellowship and share the blessing with one another downstairs in just a couple minutes as we eat. And so we're going to go ahead and just stand and go ahead and sing our final chorus here this morning on page 17, or you can follow along. "I Just Came to Praise the Lord." Hopefully some of you will remember this one. It's been a while since we've sung it this morning. "I just came to praise the Lord. I just came to praise the Lord. I just came to praise His holy name. I just came to praise the Lord. I just came to thank I just came to praise the Lord. I just came to praise His holy name. I just came to praise the Lord. I just came to love the Lord. I just came to praise the Lord. I just came to praise His holy name. I just came to praise the Lord." Well, let's join together for our benediction. "Go in joy, knowing God rejoices over us." And may the blessing of God who made us, the Christ who mends us, and the Spirit who gives us life be with us now and always. Amen. Thank you.